See, as the saying goes, patience is a virtue. 14 games into the Memphis Grizzlies NBA season, they could be potentially getting the return of one of their best players, their defensive stalwart, Jaren Jackson Jr. So we're going to talk about that and much more right here in the Big Easy, coming up on Locked On Grizzlies.
You are Locked On Grizzlies, your daily Memphis Grizzlies podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's going on, everyone, and welcome back to Locked On Grizzlies. I am your host here today, DeMichael Cole, beat writer for the Commercial Appeal in Memphis, Tennessee, coming to you live right here from New Orleans, Louisiana. I'm here in the Big Easy for the game, you know, against the New Orleans Pelicans, and it should be a fun contest. It should be a fun, you know, couple days overall for the Grizzlies, but, you know, This is one of those teams where we're going to talk about it. We're going to break down, you know, a little bit of the history between these two. Of course, you have one of the intriguing storylines in Ja Morant and Zion Williamson as well. We have to discuss, you know, just that history and that legacy there, just between those two going back to their days as South Carolina kids. Before we get to all that, make sure you remember that today's episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. See, as the world's largest therapy service, BetterHelp has matched 3 million people with professionally licensed and vetted therapists available 100% online. Look, all you have to do to learn more and save 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com says Locked On NBA. Again, learn more and save 10% off of your first month at BetterHelp.com/LockedOnNBA. So we talk about all these great storylines, right? You know, Jonas Valanciunas, Steven Adams trade, Ja Morant, Zion Williamson, and the Pelicans, Grizzlies, two young teams positioned to be, you know, rivals or you know, playoff contenders for the next 5, 6, 7 seasons at least. None of that takes the cake today. None of that takes the cake today because the Grizzlies injury report came out yesterday. And I'm sure you noticed, like I noticed, Jaren Jackson Jr. has been upgraded to questionable for today's game against the Pelicans. Well, let's talk about the questionable designation first before we you know, just jump off the rails here. When a player is listed as questionable, you know, just from the Grizzlies injury report, you know, their standard, I guess you could say, historically speaking, so at least since I've been here, usually they play. There have been, you know, a couple times where players have been listed as questionable and they did not play. So that's very much a possibility. This is not saying, you know, Jaren Jackson will play today. This is saying that Jaren Jackson Jr. is likely to play. And that is, you know, anything beyond what has been said or what we've heard over the first 14 games of the season. Let's get into the impact of this guy, right? Jaren Jackson Jr., he got the nickname, right? Unicorn because he was thought of to be a guy who is a dime and dozen player. We're talking about a guy who's 6'10", 6'11", can block shots, can shoot the basketball, can dribble, can score off of the dribble. And, I mean, he can play make. He just has an elite skill set for a big man. You know, he has a lot of guard skills. You know, right now, just in my head, I'm thinking of the play against the Washington Wizards last season when he's running the break and he throws the alley-oop to Ja Morant for one of the biggest Grizzlies highlights of last season. But Jaren Jackson Jr., I mean, the impact, I don't have, you know, the impact of Jaren Jackson Jr., and it goes so much further than him just being on the court blocking shots, right? You know, that's one of Jaren's top elite skill sets right there, right? Blocking shots. The Grizzlies right now are in the middle of the league. I believe they average 5 blocks a game, 16th in the NBA. You get Jaren Jackson Jr., newsflash, that's going to jump up into the top 10. So you're going to have him back there to protect the rim. And then another thing, I just remember Taylor Jenkins talking about this some as well. Steven Adams has done, you know, he's had a career season pretty much protecting the rim for the Grizzlies this year. And I remember, you know, he was asked, like, how when Jaren Jackson Jr. returns kind of to that role, how does it affect Steven Adams? And he basically said it doesn't. You know, Steven Adams averaging 1.2 blocks so far this season, kind of it ties a career high. But the Grizzlies still want Steven Adams to be a rim protector. Why? Because there are going to be possessions where Jaren Jackson Jr. Think about the games where the Grizzlies played Lauri Markkanen. Or think about when the Grizzlies played Kristaps Porzingis. And those guys, I mean, we saw what, Porzingis hit 6 3-pointers. Lauri Markkanen was lighting these guys up. Kelly Olynyk, you know, in the fourth quarter, they traded 3-pointers as the Jazz, you know, won that game against the Grizzlies. In those type games, Jaren Jackson Jr. is going to be guarding the perimeter. Taylor Jenkins talks about defensive versatility a lot. We talked about how with the Grizzlies, they end games a lot of times last season with Brandon Clark and Jaren Jackson Jr. in the lineup. Why? Because those are two switchable bigs, more equipped to switch. And then, you know, Steven Adams just in, you know, off of past history. And they can guard, you know, twos, threes, fours, fives. So Jaren Jackson Jr., it's not just the elite shot blocking that you're going to get at the rim when these guys are driving into the paint. It's the ability to guard on the perimeter and hold your own when, in, you know, we're talking about a game against the Wizards where the Grizzlies just allowed, you know, Kristaps Porzingis, I think he went 6 of 9 on 3-pointers. So you have Jaren Jackson Jr. Numbers probably look a little bit different just because of the defensive versatility there, his comfortability with going out on the perimeter. That's another thing. You know, Santi Aldama, amazing job. I want to take this time right now before we continue heaping praise here on Jaren Jackson Jr. You have to clap it up for Santi Aldama for what he has done, stepping up into this starter role. This is a guy who played 32 career NBA games coming into this season. 32 games. And the Grizzlies say, hey, hello, we're going to throw you out there in summer league, and now you go swim with the big fish in the NBA. And he held his own. Santi Aldama has been, you know, a pretty good offensive threat. We have seen him shoot the ball. I think in his last game, he had 3 blocks. So there's been, you know, teases of the defensive versatility there that Taylor Jenkins talks about. Overall, 46% from the field shooting, 33% from three-point range, 9.8.6 boards over a block a game. I think that those are great numbers for a guy who at that point, you know, last season played 32 games, didn't have a start, averaged 11 minutes per game. And he said, hey, welcome to season 2. We need you playing 28 minutes while Jaren Jackson Jr. is out. That was Santi Aldama's situation. So much credit to him. But at the same time, you know, there were learning experiences there for Santi Aldama. There were games where, you know, he left guys open and just little defensive awareness things. And you kind of, you know, the Grizzlies, of course, Taylor Jenkins will never throw any of his players under the bus or anything like that. He gives a lot of credit to them when they're working hard and things like that. But he's not going to, you know, throw them under the bus in a way. But, you know, sometimes actions speak louder than words. And just going back to that game against the Celtics, you know, one of the things that the Grizzlies did was Ja Morant guarded Grant Williams, who's right now is regarded as one of the better corner three-point shooters in the NBA. Ja Morant guarded Grant Williams, and Santi Aldama guarded Marcus Smart on the perimeter. I think that was kind of one of the first signs. It was like, okay, you know, he's missed a couple defensive assignments. Let's put him in some easier situations and some better situations overall for the Grizzlies' defense. So great job for Santi Aldama, but you won't have to do that with Jaren Jackson Jr. You know, he's more experienced. For one, that's the main thing that you get back. You get a guy who's experienced in this thing. And at the end of the day, Jaren Jackson Jr. played 78 games last season. That's a big part of this as well. We're talking about his health and how healthy can he be and things like that. After a couple seasons ago, he only played 11 games. But 78 games last season, talking about a guy who only shot 41% from the field, 41.5% from the field. That was a career low, as well as, you know, he didn't shoot as well from three-point range, 31.9% from the field. But, I mean, that's 2.3 blocks per game. And then his foul numbers went down a little bit. We'll see how those numbers continue to trend, because here's something you have to remember. Yes, there's going to be rust. There is going to be rust with Jaren Jackson Jr. But the word healthy, you know, healthy, injured, Let's clear some things up. Jaren Jackson Jr. has been, you know, feeling good for, I think you can say, a while now, you know, in terms of he hasn't been injured. You know, the foot injury, when I talked to one of the doctors out there in L.A. Who works with the Kings, who works with the Lakers, who works with, you know, the Clippers. And he was telling me how the thing about those stress fracture injuries, what Jaren Jackson Jr. Dealt with, by the way, is they usually, he tells his patients, they usually heal up in 6 to 8 weeks. So you're talking about 2 months. So if you use that relative time frame from when the Jaren Jackson Jr. injury was announced in early July, you're saying that this guy, mid-September, was probably, you know, able to casually move around, you know, really well. And then from that point, you're building it up, which is a big part of the process. By the way, this is not to say, oh, he could have played, you know, in September. Absolutely not. This is to say that, hey, there is a huge buildup that comes after that. And because of that buildup, Jaren Jackson Jr., you know, it's going to be in a position where I think it won't take him too long, you know, to get into, you know, regular season form, because he's been doing skill work. I know that was something Taylor Jenkins talked about. Hey, he's been doing skill work for a while now. You talk about 2-on-2s, 3-on-3s, 1-on-1, stuff off to the side. He's been doing a lot of that. But overall, it's a great thing for the Grizzlies to get Jaren Jackson Jr. back. We'll have more, you know, as he gets, I'm sure there's going to be a minutes restriction. Will he start? Will he not start potentially when he returns? That's another question that has to be answered. I think he will. But at the end of the day, the Grizzlies are getting one of their best players back, all things considered. So it's a great day, you know, for Grizzlies nations, for Grizzlies fans everywhere. And it's also a great day because you get to see two of the most exciting players in the NBA square off. Ja Morant, the number 2 pick in the 2019 NBA draft, versus Zion Williamson, the number 1 pick in the NBA draft in 2019. We're going to talk about that matchup exclusively. But before we get to that, we got to talk about Sweat Block. Because, look, here's the thing when it comes to Sweat Block, right? Like, I know, you know, it's that time of the year where, you know, you worry about, oh, how can I get rid of this sweat, you know? And some people, you know, you may know someone who has an undesirable odor, you know, because of that sweat. You know, if you or someone you love is experiencing kind of embarrassing sweat or odor, go try Sweat Block right now. See, the thing about Sweat Block is because it wipes. Sweat Block wipes were invented by a doctor, and guess what? They're guaranteed to work, or you don't pay. If they don't work for you, you don't even have to pay. That's how confident Sweat Block wipes are, and they are working. Look, they call it Sweat Block because it's a dry shirt guarantee. It's simple. It doesn't dry, you get your money back. You don't have to pay, you don't have to get your money back. That's how Sweat Block is confident in this material. And look, all you have to do is go to Sweat Block, right? Sweat Block gets you taken care of. Look, I know people who have said, hey, this woman will watch her teenage daughter suffer through low self-esteem because of embarrassing sweat. All she had to do was get Sweat Block, and guess what? She wasn't sweating anymore. She was not sweating anymore. So look, Sweat Block, all you have to do is go over to use the promo code LOCKEDON at sweatblock.com. And remember, it's also available on Amazon. So if you know someone who's experiencing, you know, those sweat or odors because of that, try Sweat Block. It's risk-free. Save 20% with the promo code LOCKEDON. Thank you for tuning in to Locked On Grizzlies today. And hey, make sure you take advantage of the opportunity through Rocket Money, because hey, Rocket Money, people want to hear you and everything you have to say. That means sharing your personal story. Whenever you talk about Rocket Money, you got to talk about the point of view and how Rocket Money takes advantage of great opportunities. And Rocket Money saves you money, right? That's what we're all trying to do these days. We're trying to save money. So look, one day, if you want to cancel your Amazon Prime subscription, if you want to cancel your Hulu subscription, you want to cancel your Netflix subscription, and it's like, hey, I'm not using this. Rocket Money is the number one way where you can avoid wasting money on subscriptions. I'm sorry. See, 80% of people have subscriptions that they forget about. You get all these $10, $8, $9, $13 subscriptions. There's Rocket Money because it's this great app I use. It helps me track all of my expenses, and because of Rocket Money, you don't have to waste money on subscriptions. So look, it's formerly Truebill. Rocket Money is one of the best options out there for you saving money. And look, here's all you have to do. Get rid of these useless subscriptions with Rocket Money right now. All you have to do is go to rocketmoney.com/lockedon. It can save you hundreds of dollars per year. Remember, that's rocketmoney.com/lockedon. Man, it has been 638 days since we've seen this matchup. Ja Morant, Zion Williamson, two of the best players in the NBA, two of the, you know, most hyped players coming out of college at the times that they did. It's going to be a dandy. For one, let's start here. It's not a guarantee that they both take the floor. We know Ja Morant missed this last game, but he was not listed on the injury report. So Ja Morant should be good to go for this game. But Zion Williamson was placed on the injury report for the Pelicans, and he is questionable for this game. But again, questionable, a lot of times guys will play in that case. And if Zion Williamson plays, guess what? You get Ja Morant versus Zion Williamson for the first time since February of 2020. Well, I think this is one of the more exciting matchups in the NBA. We need to have that Ja Morant, Zion Williamson meet at the rim. You talk about, you know, just two of the brightest stars in the game when they, you know, were coming up. And again, this is one of the rare situations. I always say, you know, there's not a lot of cases where one team has the number one pick, one team has the number two pick, and both teams will say, hey, I think we got the exact player that we wanted and we won't change anything. You know, in the case of the Grizzlies, what's understood doesn't have to be explained. And you and I know how much Ja Morant means to this franchise, and they wouldn't switch Ja Morant for Zion Williamson with nothing. I'm not on the grounds in New Orleans, but I know that, hey, the fact that they traded for CJ McCollum and now they have Brandon Ingram, and then you talk about, you know, Jonas Valanciunas, Herb Jones, all these other pieces around that power forward position, it kind of worked out well that they had Zion Williamson to put in that spot. Whereas you probably would have had Ja Morant and a CJ McCollum backcourt. And you know, I think people in New Orleans would say the same thing. Hey, it worked out perfectly. We got the guy that we wanted. But there are some things that these guys are playing for, you know, because when I came to Memphis, I heard about, you know, this, oh, the Pelicans have the Grizzlies. No, and when I say when I came to Memphis, yes, I am from Memphis, but when I came back to Memphis to cover the Grizzlies last December, I kept hearing about these teams that had the Grizzlies numbers. You know, one was the Mavs. So, okay, you know, Luka Doncic, perennial Western Conference contender. I can see that. That's expected. Then people were saying the Pelicans. And I'm like, huh? The Pelicans have the Grizzlies number? So I went back and watched some games. And I went back and watched some more games. And then I said, man, they really do have these dudes' numbers. They can't beat them. They cannot beat them. And then, you know, the Grizzlies go 3-0 last season against the Pelicans. So as I've been on this job, I have not seen the Grizzlies lose to the Pelicans. But you know what I haven't seen as well? I haven't seen them play against Zion Williamson. And Zion Williamson has a 4-0 record against the Grizzlies. Zion Williamson is 4-0 against the Grizzlies. And, I mean, Ja Morant, again, he started his career, I think, 0-5 against the Pelicans. Won his last three games, so that's kind of trending around. Again, the Grizzlies were a 56-win team last season, while the Pelicans were a play-in team. I believe they ended up with the ninth seed, beat the Clippers to get, you know, into the postseason. But, yeah, so this is a matchup between not only two rising teams, but I think two players in Ja Morant and Zion Williamson, whose roots go back to South Carolina, you know, being AAU, you know, athletes in early on in their, you know, teenage years. So a lot of history there. We remember, you know, Ja Morant ends up going to Murray State. Zion ends up going to Duke. And, you know, Ja plays a couple years at Murray State. And Zion, one season and out of Duke, one of the most hyped seasons at Duke. And quite frankly, one of the most productive college basketball seasons of the last, you know, 25 years. So these guys, in a way, are both living up, you know, to the hype. Injuries have, you know, taken a toll in certain ways. We saw Morant go down in the postseason. We've seen Zion miss the entire last season. So Zion has only had one season where he's played more than 60 games, but that did not stop the Pelicans from giving him a maximum contract rookie style extension, just like John Morant got. They both got maximum contract extensions, and I'm excited, right? Because this is where we finally get to see these two of these guys play on really good basketball teams, at least with really good talent. They're surrounded by talent, and I mean, let's see what happens, right? You got the number one pick, number two pick. These are two guys who are going to be linked forever through the course of their basketball careers, for better and for worse. So it'll be fun to see that matchup play out. And you know what else will be fun? Seeing Steven Adams versus Jonas Valanciunas and Dylan Brooks versus Brandon Ingram. And we'll get to that. We'll get to all those fun matchups, because it's a lot of cool matchups to check out. But before we get to that, I want to thank you for making Locked On Grizzlies your first listen today. And for your second listen, make sure you checked out the Locked On Sports Today. See, from the games that matter the most to the biggest stories in sports, go beyond the scoreboard and behind the scenes with local experts and insights only Locked On can provide. Again, that's Locked On Sports Today. It's available here, available on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. Locked On Sports Today is there. Thank you as well for tuning in to Locked On Grizzlies. And guess what? You can't forget where you got to go, you know, to get your wagers. And that's Prize Picks. Again, we're talking about the Grizzlies versus the Pelicans, right? These are two of the best rebounded teams in the game. So you're talking about Steven Adams. What's his Prize Picks bet? Say, you want to say, hey, I'm going Steven Adams, 9.5 rebounds. I'm going John Morant, 22.5 points. I'm going, you know, CJ McCollum, 2.5 threes. Prize Picks is the place you can go where you pick 2 to 5 players, and if they will score more or less than their Prize Picks projections, you can win up to 10 times your money on any entry. Just remember this about Prize Picks. These are the cool parts. You're not competing against other people. It's not you versus that guy or this woman or this person over here. It's you versus the projections. All you're looking at is Steven Adams, 8.5 rebounds. Got to beat that. All right. John Morant, 24.5 points. Got to beat that. Simple. Prize Picks offers you projections on any sport that you can watch. It's not just NBA. We're talking NFL, NHL, PGA, college football, men's college basketball, women's college basketball, soccer, WNBA, esports, NASCAR, tennis, MMA, boxing, whatever. Entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. It's really that simple. And most importantly, safe and fast withdrawals. I know you like your money. Currently operational right now, Prize Picks is in over 30 states and it's in Canada. All you have to do is download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com to sign up and play daily fantasy sports. Remember this too. First-time users can receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with promo code LOCKEDON. Remember, if you deposit $100, Prize Picks will give you $100 back. If you deposit $50, you get $50 back. Don't forget to enter the promo code LOCKEDON and sign up for an instant deposit match for up to $100. Well, this we just talked about how, you know, with the Grizzlies and the Pelicans history, you know, I was hearing when I got the job about how the Pelicans had the Grizzlies number and blah, blah, blah. And another thing, you know, that happened right before, you know, last season was the Steven Adams and Jonas Valanciunas trade. You know, that's one of the bigger keys to watch as well. And then there's the Brandon Ingram, Dylan Brooks matchup. But before we get to all that, Desmond Bane is listed as doubtful on the injury report. You know, we mentioned that John Morant, you know, was on the injury report a couple games ago before the Wizards game. And John Morant and Desmond Bane were both listed as doubtful in those games. Neither player played. John Morant not on the injury report for today's game, but Desmond Bane is. Right toe soreness, he's doubtful, which means pretty much he's unlikely to play. You know, things are subject to change. But right now, it's looking like the Grizzlies won't have Desmond Bane, which means more than likely you're looking at John Conchar stepping into a starting spot. You know, and this is why, you know, having Jaren Jackson Jr. back, you know, matters as well, because, You know, now the Grizzlies are just a little bit more deeper where they don't have to go down to the bottom, you know, of their bench as much. Now you still can play Jake LaRavia, David Roddy, and those guys. And, you know, play the guys who if you regularly have played this season with Santi Aldama potentially moving to the bench. That's if Jaren Jackson Jr. returns today. But no, Desmond Bane is a huge deal. We talked about it. This is a guy, you know, 24 points per game. He's shooting three-pointer, extremely high clip. He's getting to the rim. He's getting to the free throw line. He's playing very comfortably alongside of Ja, and he's running that second unit as well as a very productive scorer when Ja Morant is out of the game. So no Desmond Bane will potentially, you know, hurt this team. You're going to need John Conchar to knock down some three-pointers to, you know, kind of space the floor, right, for Ja Morant. I think there's still capabilities that this team we saw. I mean, when they lost that game without Ja Morant, no, without Desmond Bane, I believe the Grizzlies had, you know, Ja Morant scoring at a high clip. But you have players like John Conchar, who stepped into the lineup early in the season with Desmond playing alongside of Desmond Bane without Dylan Brooks. And, you know, Ja Morant was able to get to the rim, was able to exceed around the rim because you got a guy like Conchar who can place the four. And he's been emphasizing, hey, he wants to get his volume of three-point shots up. We've seen that more so this season, but he is a player to watch today if Desmond Bane doesn't play. But now I gotta get into my favorite matchup. Everyone has a favorite matchup going into games, right? You know, whether it's the point guards, whether it's some people you like the game within the game, you know, you like, hey, this guy, when he played against this guy last time, he gave this guy 40 points. So, you know, this guy's not going to back down this time. Some people like that stuff. I like the physicality. That's what I'm all about. I like to see two guys say, hey, look, I'm stronger than you. I'm bigger than you. This ain't football, but I'm going to prove it. I'm going to physically dominate my matchup. And I think that's the matchup that Steven – that's the mentality that Steven Adams and Jonas Valanciunas have to have. Again, as long as these two guys play for the Grizzlies and Pelicans, they're going to be linked because that was the trade. You know, the offseason of 2021, when Steven Adams gets shipped to Memphis, Jonas Valanciunas goes to the Pelicans, and at the time, people are saying, how does this work? But this has been one of the most even trades in the past two seasons. The Pelicans got that extra inside score, you know, that they needed. You know, I mean, especially last season when Zion Williamson did not play, Jonas Valanciunas dominated in the paint, and he was a big reason that team, you know, made the playoffs, and he was a big reason that team succeeded, you know, against the Suns and really gave the Suns a tough run in that first round playoff series. But Steven Adams, he's been great for the Grizzlies. I mean, we talk about it all the time. The screen setting has been a huge reason why Ja Morant, you know, was able to lead the NBA in paint scoring last season, or Desmond Bane, you know, freeing him up for a lot of shots, or just the back cuts, right? These guys love, they cut hard. I remember talking to David Roddy about it, Desmond Bane. And these guys say, look, it's, frankly, I'm paraphrasing, but they say it's fun to cut to the basket when you're playing with a guy you know is going to pass the ball. Someone who used to, you know, play basketball, that's not always fun. When you're running and you're cutting and you don't think that you're going to get the basketball, now you're just going through the motions. But that's not the case with the Grizzlies. When Desmond Bane cuts to the basket, he knows you got to keep the head on the swivel because Steven Adams could make that pass. But overall, Steven Adams has been a huge boost for the Grizzlies. Jonas Valanciunas has been a huge boost for the Pelicans. At the end of the day, this matchup will also help dictate one of the things that both of these two teams are near the best of the NBA at. The Pelicans, sixth in the NBA in rebounding. I believe the Grizzlies are second. Who will win the rebounding battle? It's not just between Steven Adams and Jonas Valanciunas. It's between the guards as well. We're talking guards. Ja Morant, one of the better guard rebounders, I think, in the game right now. But Pelicans aren't sure. I mean, they got guys like Herb Jones who flies in and crashes the boards. Brandon Ingram as well is not afraid to get his hands dirty in there. Zion Williamson, again, one of the quickest second jumps in the NBA. When he's around the rim, he can get the basketball with the best of them. So this is going to be a challenging game on the boards for both of these teams as well. But the last matchup that I want to dictate is Brandon Ingram versus Dylan Brooks. Now, CJ McCollum, right? That's the guy everyone says, oh, that's the Grizzlies killer, not Brandon Ingram. Dylan Brooks should be guarding C.J. McCollum. I've had, you know, I'm sure there are people who think that, but I want to mention something right now. C.J. McCollum in his last four games, 9 points, 7 points, 13 points, 9 points. 9 points, 7 points, 13 points, 9 points in his last four games. You know what that stretch kind of, you know, it kind of comes in exactly when Brandon Ingram returned. But there's a couple games that you can mention before that as well. November 4th and 5th, when Brandon Ingram returned those first couple games, C.J. McCollum, 20 points, 29 points. But after that, 9, 7, 13, and 9. So C.J. McCollum, he was playing extremely well, right? I think going into, you know, without Brandon Ingram, he was playing pick and roll mainly with Zion Williamson. And if you go to the stretch before that, you know, back-to-back 22-point games, he had a 22.9 rebound, 8-assist game. And the thing about it is now that Brandon Ingram is back, the ball, you know, Brandon Ingram is a guy who likes to get the ball on the block and say, get out my way. Let me go one-on-one. Let me do my thing. And now, you know, it's just less shots to go around. I think C.J. McCollum is adjusting to that. So I think he gets, you know, maybe John Conchar gets the C.J. McCollum assignment. And that's if, you know, Desmond Bane does not play. And you say Dylan Brooks, you go get Brandon Ingram. That's going to be a fun matchup. I think Dylan Brooks, what I've learned about him, you know, you've seen he's a great position defender. He hustles. He's going to be there, you know. But his closeout ability, I think, is very good. And that's very essential when you're playing a guy like Brandon Ingram who's going to do those turnarounds, who's going to just do those face-up shots where he shoots over you. You need those guys who can close out really fast and really, you know, kind of, you know, throw a guy out of his comfortability, you know. And Dylan Brooks is more than capable of that. So, yeah, this game between the Pelicans and Grizzlies have won the last three. The Pelicans hold the advantage in the all-time series between these teams. Should be a fun matchup. Two of the more exciting young players in Ja Morant and Zion Williamson. You get these great matchups of other young stars. Brandon Ingram is another guy who's been an all-star. You know, Valanciunas versus Steven Adams. Two other guys that are linked together. And quite frankly, the young talent. We haven't touched on it much. Herb Jones, Jose Alvarado are tone setters out there in New Orleans. And so those guys are important as well. But we've seen, you know, the Grizzlies from time to time. One game, Jake LaRavia will step up. Another game, David Roddy, you know, will have a decent game as well. And then, you know, there are the other players, right? John Conchar, and he shoots it well from three-point range, and he's crashing, you know, the offensive boards. Santi Aldama with the reverse slams. Dylan Brooks, one game he's going to shoot great. The next game he's going to shoot, you know, not so great. We'll see which one he does today. But all things considered, this is a matchup I think that'll be, you know, one that we get to see for a long time in the future. Thank you for making Locked On Grizzlies your first listen. Now, for your next listen, I want you to go check out the Locked On Sports Today podcast. Remember, it's the biggest stories of the day. And then you get the instant reactions, the big game recaps, and you get those takes of the days, those big, bold takes from the NBA action. So remember, it's available on the Odyssey app, YouTube, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you go to get your podcast. Locked On Sports Today is there. And Locked On Grizzlies, too. We are everywhere. Google Podcasts, Apple Spotify, wherever you want to go. Locked On Grizzlies is there. We appreciate you. We appreciate the reviews. We appreciate, you know, your comments. We're factoring all of that in. Just continue to ask some questions. Hopefully we all get them. We get all the questions answered on here. Me and Joe Molinax will be back on next episode to kind of, you know, talk about what happened in this Pelicans game. And we'll go from there. So thank you for tuning in to Locked On Grizzlies. Once again, I am your host, DeMichael Cole, and I'll see you next time.